Hello and welcome to today's edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and thank you so much for joining us today. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, then you're going to love our show. We have information and guest interviews that focus on you and the things that matter to you as a small business owner. We have articles and templates and information about live events on the web at alignedperformance.com. You can also email me, Leanne, at laz@alignedperformance.com. Today's show is Business Lessons from Skis, Who'da Thunk? I'd like to thank my cross-country skis for teaching me some valuable lessons this morning. I live near beautiful Boulder, Colorado, and on Monday, it was shorts weather. In fact, I had the top off my Jeep Wrangler. And on Wednesday, we got 13 inches of snow. And what does one do when they need to get to the printer for a client and there's 13 inches of snow on the ground? Well, as anyone would, I rescued my cross-country skis from summer hibernation to trek to the printer. It's funny what you can learn about yourself on skis. I was so excited to be out for the first time that I jetted out like I was 12 years old. My ankles were turning, my poles were sticking in the snow. It was like a bad Three Stooges clip. I started saying things to myself like, "What are you doing? What the hell's the matter with you?" Actually, I don't think I was that nice to myself. But here I was on a beautiful, crisp, snowy morning, and I was yelling at myself. So then I realized what was happening, and I started laughing, and I realized that this is how I approach most things in my life. I get a good idea, and I go. Full on. And shortly into the experiment, I realize I don't have everything I need. And this day, I had no sunglasses, no gloves. I wasn't even sure the best route to get to where I was going. But damn it, I was on skis and I was moving. No turning back. So have you ever done that? Gotten a good idea and just went? It sounds like fire, aim, ready. And that works for some people in some situations, but most of the time, it's good to do a little planning. So my first lesson was, when you have a good idea, pause, take a breath, and plan. Do a little of the readying and aiming before you fire. And that's not to say not take action. There's nothing wrong with going for it and even firing first, but making sure that you have the right bullets for the pistol is a good practice. So there I was on my skis, and I reached the printer and picked up the package that was there waiting for me. What I hadn't thought about was how I was going to get that package home. And if you've ever tried to carry something on cross-country skis, it's a little bit of a feat, to say the least. The woman in the office suggested that I leave the package and come back with my Jeep. Oh no, I'm tough, I can do it. I was so stubborn. The package did make it home okay, but the sensible thing would have been to go back and pick it up in my vehicle. So again, I was laughing at myself at how stubborn I can be. So my second lesson from this cross-country ski adventure was, do what's sensible, even if it's somebody else's idea. And for me, that means not being so independent all the time and, dare I say, stubborn. So I got back to my driveway, and it was time to unstrap the skis from my feet. As I was balancing on one pole and using the other to release the binding, I nearly fell into the snow-dripping pine tree that was right next to me. And it was beautiful, but it was that near fall that forced me to see the beautiful pine cones on this snow-covered tree. And this little pine cone was poking his nose out from behind the branches. It was perfect. For a brief moment, I forgot all about the skis and my client's package and whatever else I had to do that day. And I just stood there admiring this pine cone on this perfect tree on a perfect winter day. So thanks to that near fall, I remembered to take a moment. I grabbed my camera and I just appreciated the moment. So my third lesson is super important for anyone running their own business, because it's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of the day. And the third lesson is to stop and smell the pine cones. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. Again, you can get information about live events, articles, templates on my website, Aligned Performance. That's AligendPerformance.com. You can also email me at laz@alignedperformance.com. www.smallbusinessmatters.com. This has been Small Business Matters. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time.